So now let's get into understanding how do you measure the performance of your local pay-per-click campaign. It starts with naturally the click-through rate assessments. You have location-wise click-through assessments data available to you from various analytic platforms that you may use. Whether my this thing is working better in Dadar Matungal or Prabhadevi and Shivaji Park area, or say Malabar Hill and Juhu area, how is it? So that will give me the idea about which local area is responding better. Conversion rate by locations. I can also look at better conversion rates if it is available to me location wise, that is possible. And then I can decide what works for me and what doesn't work for me. If I had to change, optimize by doing or say maybe remarketing in those areas where conversion rate is not good, then also I can implement those tactics. Return on ad spend, ROAS. We understood there is a concept. However, here we will get that ROAS by location, and that will help me to earn extra in a optimization manner when I do my optimization of my ad. So I will achieve by the better return on every amount that I spent. Optimizing local PPC campaign. So we have understood earlier the concept of ad optimization. So same thing applies out here. Regular review. Then after the regular review, you will come to know what is working, what is not working for you. So then you get into optimization. So optimization, we have studied earlier whether the body copy or whether you need to do proper scheduling, etc. So you get into the optimization. So these are the areas where the optimization can take place. The keyword, the testing different ads. Implement A-B testing. Okay, now you can even do the implementation of A-B testing concepts. With test we have already understood. So that will allow you to know where can you invest your resource better. So we come to a new section called mobile pay-per-click strategies. Mobile, it is now only focused on mobile device, smartphone device. So this is no longer an option, but a necessity today, because earlier also I have mentioned to you, now Google crawlers indexes or gives you a ranking based on your mobile website. Now, if that is the case, can you be far away from understanding a pay-per-click strategy for mobile devices? No. So let's understand that it's all about tailoring advertising efforts to cater to mobile users. So now you have to think from the user of a mobile, from that point of view, and creating an experience which is seamless. Here, it's not all about merely auto adaptability of the content by the, you know, normal device centric, you know, programming. It is like manually thinking. It is like visualizing yourself, how this ad to appear on mobile that will make it more effective. So that will create a real higher engagement. Then comes understanding the potential of a mobile advertising, applying mobile friendly tactics. So then you get into the certain tactics available that will refine your performance, and business therefore can reach better target audience. Okay. So target audience coverage will be better. They are mostly on the go. Your overall ad structuring and the way you have created a sequencing of what comes on display, etc., will really create engagement with those target groups which is on the go, and they are doing it because they are trying to utilize maximum of their time, and therefore they also are keen to close things, not to keep various things open for them. And that's where you have to create into it. Here you do this vis-a-vis your competitor also. So the benefit of mobile PPC, as we want to understand, how does it help? So of course it gives you the much better reach. You all know through earlier statistics that I told you, today maximum internet traffic is through mobile as a device. So you see that you have a better reach among your target group of customers. Hyper relevance, the word hyper, this strategy allows for precise targeting based on factors like location, time of the day, user behavior. You see that mobile, your location is tracked by any mobile and Google, etc. Now, if you have created an appropriate PPC and that conditioning, that format, the selection criteria for the ad to appear, if you're given that, you are doing able to do micro targeting, which may be location, people in this area should get my advertisement. So when you enter into that area, when you enter into Lower Parel, then it will remind you of the mall, Phoenix Mall. So then you see that, oh, you will get an urge to, or if I can save time, I would like to visit. So that kind of this thing happens, the time of the day, that's also important, because that's the time when you have a time to think about that offer which has come to you. So all those aspects are going to create a hyper relevance. Quick and convenient. Mobiles are usually very easy to access, they appear and they are easy to navigate, they offer you step-by-step routes to take you and serve you more information, give you comparison, and therefore the decision facilitation is better, and hence user experience. So mobile PPC campaign prioritizes response designs and fast loading pages. We have understood those as a limitation. If it is, you can overcome that, and this will create a very, very fruitful, engaging experience. Here, customer will feel that he's reaching closer to his requirement for decision making, and therefore when he reaches that and you have continuously reminded of your rights offer available to him or exclusive offer available to him, probability that he will close it is higher. So implementing your mobile PPC campaigns, how do you go about when you plan, what do you take into account? So first of all, have your landing pages which are mobile friendly. Landing pages, as I told you, are people driven from certain social media sites, social media linkages towards your particular landing page. We have also seen that you can create this hyper ad group wise also, diet conscious people for the flex, or all day nutrition, you know, kind of conscious people for the cornflakes. So creating that landing page is a very vital requirement. Click to call. Click to call extensions, that is, utilizes click to call extensions that enables the user to call your business. All this mobile, this thing have a direction for forward or call button. Now when you do that, you divert traffic to your call center and thereby create a better engagement. Mobile specific keywords include mobile specific searches, reflect on the go searches, you know, when that kind of thing. It's not very complicated though, but yes, people have a different manner when they are on mobile to search. I may be willing to use long text when I am on my desktop, etc., but on mobile I may want to have the short codes. Then comes click to call extensions. Here click to call extensions is nothing but, in the mobile advertisement, if you notice, certain things compulsorily come, the forward command, the share command rather, the calling direct command, that is the telephone handset is visible. So such kind of things, messaging, etc. So these are the one, the calling, this thing indication will help you to drive traffic to your call center and create a better engagement with the prospective customers. Mobile specific keywords, while on the desktop, etc., we may use longer or multiple long text, etc., to search. In mobile, we tend to use it as less as word to search. So are your PPC strategies taking into account of this? You should be aware about it. App promotion. If you have a particular mobile app, create your PPC to promote more people to download the app, because the app-based experience is altogether different. App is structured in such a way that you are able to get a proper flow, proper structured routing of the customer's engagement with the information that you have provided. So likelihood of his conversion is much better. Measuring mobile PPC performance. So how do you measure whether your mobile PPC is working for you or is successful? So this is what we say, the click-through rate. Now this will remain more or less safe for even others that we have understood. So I'll be a little quick. How much conversion happening to various call to action prompts that you've given, a conversion rate. So then you look at conversion rate. Conversion is actually becoming a consumer, from being a suspect to prospects to lead to conversion. Mobile versus desktop comparison. Now it offers you an additional opportunity, traffic coming from mobile and traffic coming from other other sources like desktop, etc. On those other earlier parameters, you compare them, which one has a better conversion rate, which one has a better click-through rate, etc. So that is also possible. So how do you optimize your campaign? So we are constantly learning, even local PPC optimization, etc. So likewise, mobile advertisement of PPC optimization, how do you do this? So here the performance data is your base to start looking at optimization opportunity. You will come to know what is working, what is not working for you, whether headline is not effective, whether body copy is an issue. So accordingly, you can get into scheduling is a challenge. So those aspects, you can probably have the A-B testing done. So A-B testing is a technique we have understood. So create different versions of an ad with different opportunity, it offers different headlines, different creative, different body copy, and see what is working. So that will also create a, help you with the optimization of a mobile PPC campaign. So tracking and measuring PPC performance, the significance of tracking and measuring. So what is so significant about this, doing this for the mobile PPC campaign? Tracking and measuring the performance of PPC campaigns provide valuable data. Data on what? What is performing for you? The behavioral changes, if any, as the consumer behavior changing over a period. Different offers have different appeal to the consumers or not. Who's visiting your site? And thereby, overall conversion rate and return on monitoring can be done. This data-driven approach. So now, this whatever things are happening are based on the real data, that is real-time data available to you through analytical tools that you use, and therefore your decision to stop using diverting money to the other sites or other PPC formats, etc., are all inference based, and therefore they are not like blindly taken decisions. They are eventually certainly going to help you to optimize your resources, get more out of limited budget that you spend. So let's understand key performance indicators. So we are trying to see as to how do you measure the PPC campaigns related success. So one is click-through rate. We have earlier also discussed for say mobile SEO, etc., mobile PPC, etc., so to say. So similar kind of attributes will come. So what is the click-through rate? You have given certain stimuli, whether customers are clicking that or not. No more, download brochure, get your offer today. So likewise, are they doing it? Conversion rate. What is the conversion rate? Those who become suspect to prospects for you and become a lead for you, are you able to, how many of them are you able to convert them as your customer? Then comes the cost per click, that is overall, how much have you paid for the click? So that click generated versus what is the cost that you have paid. Now, over a period, because of a bidding and various other competitive pressure, it may lead to increase. So one has to be very conscious about that, its effectiveness, and drive that, on an optimal path. Return on ad spend, ROAS, we have understood that as a concept. So how much revenue you generate for every dollar spent. So we have said for rupee one spent on your PPC advertisement, how much are you generating? So as it says, anything more than one symbolizes positive return. So then comes the quality score. We have seen earlier that your ad copy and based on various other parameters, the platform gives you the score 1 to 10 on a scale of things. So now if that score is poorer, then your ad is not tend to get, appeared more frequently or at the right time, etc. So can you improve your quality score? Ad positions, so this is where your ad appear, okay, when somebody searches it. If you are on a higher order, chances are that you get more notice. So even within that pay-per-click, you would have noticed that, say, like when you do a shopping, okay, online shopping or e-commerce shopping, then 99% of the time Amazon will come above, say, Tata Click or others. They pay more, they appear more, and my attention goes first on, say, Amazon. So that's what is the ad position. Then comes, so like we have understood those aspects, we get into implementing conversion tracking as a conceptual this thing. We have to understand what is conversion tracking. It is by setting up conversion tracking, it's a very important part of PPC. Business can attribute specific actions on their website to a specific ad. So now you are connecting through two things really, the specific ads on your website and specific action that a customer take, or link it to the keyword that you have inserted on those pages, etc. and thereby understand helps you to drive an understanding about which keywords or which campaign is yielding you the better results. So that's what result in the sense conversion to a customer. So that being the case, we have understood that as a conceptual this thing, which is also part of implementing conversion strategy. You can implement that in your PPC campaign. Common PPC mistakes that one need to avoid, they are all words that comes in now, have been explained earlier, so I'll be very briefly touching base. Ignoring negative keywords, I have earlier told you, we search for keywords at the same time there are negative keywords. When they are searched, you don't want your ad to appear because it may downgrade your brand. You do not look at that part. You are not listed negative words. So what will happen, your ad will appear when the negative ad comes. One is you pay unnecessarily and probably you will drive negative perception towards the brand. Not setting clear goals. You have done a PPC campaign without clearly knowing what is it that you are doing for driving traffic to websites, get more downloads or get more conversion rates. What is it that you are doing? Then you may be again getting into a state where measurability will become question. Ignoring ad performance. So there are those platforms through which you come to know whether your ad is performing well, whether it is engaging better, whether there is an abandonment rate happening, what or say bounce rate are higher. So those things. Overlooking mobile optimizations. You do not design your entire campaign keeping mobile optimization in mind. So as a result, mobile SEO and those aspects are ignored. So the chances of that, the most people who are on mobile and doing the searches, etc., will not get better of you. Neglecting landing page quality. We have understood the importance of landing page because that's a page where customer, after completing his search, will land. That's a page-based interaction where the decision is about to happen. So your quality on that, if it's a questionable, the conversion, the engagement will be questionable. Not using ad extensions. We have understood the concept of ad extension. They facilitate building up of additional inquisitiveness, additional information service, etc., so that the decision is facilitated. If that is not done, again, your overall this thing will get adversely affected. Relying only on broad match keywords. You have not even got into longer, keyword tabs, or you are going to very generic. Shopping is a very generic this thing. So what are you doing it? If you are in that kind of a keyword and your list is on a generic keyword list, then also you are lose out on the PPC campaign. Ignoring competitor analysis. You do not do the similar analysis for the competition, their keywords, their platform, their time of ad release, etc. And then when you do that, then you have done this without really getting a competitive this thing understood. And therefore, it might lead to a scene where they appear better at the right time among the right customers and you suffer on that. Setting and forgetting bids. So it's like bidding is a continuous process. Now you fit and bid and you think that is working and you do not get into evaluating. Some point of the time you may lose out because that particular keyword or that particular phrase is gaining momentum. So AI, for example, artificial intelligence. Maybe about a year back that word has no significance. Today it has a sufficient significance. Now if you lose out on that, then your bidding base rate will not be facilitating enough to get you the required listing or required click-through rate. So that's where ignoring quality score. So quality score, we have understood is that's about your ad copy, how it is created, the links and various things that you have inserted into it. If that is not there, the click-through rate is going to not take place. So your pay-per-click will not get you the optimum result. So neglecting ad copy testing, you do not do that split test or A-B testing. You just went by the either advertising agency suggestion or your gut feel, and you may realize over a period or afterwards the result may reveal that your PPC campaign has not worked to your advantage. Poor conversion tracking. So now you do not get into conceptual implementation of conversion tracking. We just studied, you have just inserted campaigns, you just use keywords, randomly without really looking at converger tracking. So you will not be able to really connect what led to the better click-through rate, what led to poor click-through rate. Now, as a result, subsequent tactical and strategic aspects, you will also be hampered. You will not know what is working for you really, or what is not working for you really. So that's another aspects. These are common mistakes which people make while planning their PPC. So friends, at the end section, we need to summarize. Overall, we have studied this subject of pay-per-click. So pay-per-click is a kind of a technique where platforms who offer you to allow you to release your advertisement will not charge you for being present on the platform, will charge you only when release advertisement is clicked by the target group of customers. Now, around that, we have understood various pay-per-click aspects like local pay-per-click, mobile pay-per-click, etc. So those are the things that we understood. We have understood bidding strategy, that is where click per thousand pay-per-click, etc. So those are the things that we have studied. So this like is essentially done with particular objective that you set for yourself, for your PPC campaign. Now with that, the performance parameter being in place, A-B testing that you do, the quality score that you generate for yourself, competitive analysis that you do, all aspects collectively give you an edge in your pay-per-click campaign. So I hope you understood this entire very, very, very utilitarian concept, and thank you very much for your participation. So to summarize our learning of this particular section, we have studied pay-per-click as a concept, which is paying only if your advertisement is clicked. Now there is a bidding process, so we have understood different types of bidding. When you do appropriate bidding, what happens? You acquire a right display to the right customer at the right time. Now when that happens, the chances of visibility of your advertisement is higher, and therefore the click-through rate will be better. Better PPC campaign management will drive traffic to your websites or to your digital property, and thereby various analytical tools and all also enables you to do a proper budget control. You drive away, you withdraw the budget from something which is not working for you and divert towards what is working for you. We have also understood various aspects linked to the performance of it. So there are click-through rate, conversion rate. We have understood the ad revenue that you maximize. We have understood about quality score. We have understood about, parameters that you evaluate to assess the performance of your pay-per-click campaign. We have understood different types of it. So things like mobile pay-per-click. We have understood local area pay-per-click, etc. So all this thing is designed to get you, your business, a proper connect with your right target group at a right time, providing relevant content and generating leads which you are able to convert into your and making them customers. So using appropriate strategy, what happens? You drive traffic to your landing page. We have understood the concept of ad groups, so you can create different landing pages for different ad groups, and thereby also you create a better engagement. All this thing helps you to have a better conversion rate, therefore better return on investment. So with this, we complete this section. Thank you.